never seen a man wear such large jocks. And I'm wondering, do you need suspenders for them?
Scotty,
what are suspenders
out.
For?
Holding
to
things
hold your
up.
Pants up. Scotty. Scotty's jocks, like you could parachute
he just
in
bent
them.
Over to turn
yeah,
on
let me show you what I was bending over for.
Don't okay. show me again.
Here's Santa in the corner.
No!
What Santa's is going on?
I mean, look, they're up to his waist. It's like he's a 79-year-old Benjamin Button.
Oh, my God.
Santa.
That is... Oh, my God, Santa. We've got a life-sized Santa Claus in the corner of our studio.
Yeah. Wonderful time of the year.
He is terrifying. Na, na,
na, na, na, na. Nobody actually knows that song in Australia, I
no,
don't
it's
think.
Very American.
We only know.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, high notes.
key change.
Wonderful time of the year.
Shut
oh, God,
up, Santa.
Shut up
can
now.
We make him shut up?
Can you turn him up? Can
I'm
you come over,
him.
Bend over, show us your undies and turn him off?
Now I know why it was unplugged.
Yes. It's still okay. Mariah is still the
queen. Are we feeling Christmassy yet, though? It's the 2nd of December.
Yes, I can't believe it's come up so quickly.
But do you feel Christmassy yet?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I love Christmas.
I'm not saying I don't love Christmas. I'm
aren't
just
you?
Feeling like I'm not quite there yet. I have, however, completed all of my Christmas shopping.
But you're one of those annoying people who did that in September.
I completed it on the 26th of November.
I'm putting my...
Done. That's because I'm going under the knife, Sarah.
I'm putting my crown on my little haircut.
You look like the little prince.
Little drummer boy.
They told me. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
I hate that carol.
Do you know, I got my hair cut again during the week. There's now a fringe. Mum,
it looks
again,
so good.
Didn't,
oops, hold
didn't
on, sorry.
Like it. Why is Siri coming in on our conversation? Turn her off. Anyway, Mum was like, I don't like your hair, but I've got a new hate. I don't like the earrings you're wearing. Okay, so then she went on a bit of a diatribe about my earrings.
Your earrings are phenoms.
Thanks. Well, Mum posed the question to me. She said, I just try and keep you looking classy and elegant, Sarah.
You're such a trollop.
And you've got to ask yourself, what would Georgie Gardner do? I am not even kidding, because Georgie Gardner to Mum is like a goddess. She's so thrilled that the Today Show
she's
have got her back.
Board.
And
yeah.
Basically that's the benchmark of how she wants me to live my life. So Georgie would never cut her hair into a pixie cut. She would never wear the earrings I was wearing during the week.
I love Georgie
me
Gardner.
Me too,
maybe
I do.
Maybe we should take that advice on board. The only thing is that Georgie Gardner is, I'm guessing, maybe... I don't know, 6 or 7 years older than we are.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's good.
Well, goals.
It's goals, but I just don't think we need to be Georgie Gardner yet.
That actually reminds me, I was looking online for, you know, they do those take the Mickey shirts, and I was looking for one that says Nokia instead of Gucci.
Gucci, yeah.
And I found it, but the place was also selling a shirt that said Karl the
Lagerfeld,
designer, Lagerfeld, yeah. And it was crossed out and underneath it was written Stefanovic.
I
was like,
that
is awesome,
I
actually.
Do love that.
Great, do you want it for Christmas?
Yes, I do. Are we buying each other presents?
I thought about that and then
no,
I went,
let's
nah.
not.
Can we not?
Let's just not.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Minimalism. And I've completed my Christmas shopping, so I don't want to go back into the shops.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. It doesn't say anything about our relationship. If,
no, we're not.
If,
we're
like,
not gift-
if you don't buy me a Christmas, I'm okay.
Do you guys do hot or cold Christmas lunch? On
well,
Christmas?
My family's French, Scotty. So,
I'm serious?
Sacre bleu!
And so what do you guys do?
No, we actually do a cold. Thank you. I do love that music. We actually do cold, but we do very high quality cold.
Of course, because you're French.
Like smoked salmon and...
I mean, I can get that from Woolies. Is
I
that
know,
really
but
high
it's
quality?
Not, do you put dill on it, though? Because my grandma does, okay? Like sprigs of it.
That's not even a French thing. Well, it's just that dill and smoked salmon go nicely together. Next, you'll be like, how do you feel about some cream cheese on that?
No,
too?
She
what
would
about
never
some
do that.
Capers.
She would never do cream cheese with it. That is not French. That is not. It's
weren't
not
you saying
guys.
That in the French culture, it's actually rude to say no to food presented to you. Remember we were chatting at breakfast that day and you said you've tried all kinds of things.
I've had to eat bull's balls, bull's testicles, Sarah, for that very reason. And boiled eel, okay? I have tried everything. It's very rude in France. If somebody serves you a meal, you've got to eat it.
So you could never say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so full.
No, it would be frowned upon.
Or you'd never
I mean, I put a piece of boiled eel down my sock when I was eight at that dinner. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was traumatizing. It was floating in a soup. Boiled eel, you could still see the little skin, like the skin of it, right? It was just chopped and I had to, I was like, how do I do this? And I did eat it, but then I just couldn't stomach the rest. So I fished it out and stuffed it down my sock.
You have to finish it. So it's rude to not finish a meal.
It's quite rude not to finish. Yes.
I've got a fact
it's
about
very
eels,
difficult.
Actually. One at my parents' place, they live on a property outside of Brisbane, and it had been raining quite a lot. And from their dam to the neighbour's dam, there were quite a few puddles. And we found this big eel from the dam in a puddle. And we said, Dad, we've got to rescue it and put it back in the water. It was huge.
Yeah.
So Dad to the rescue, like wriggled
cradled
it, picked it up, put it back in the dam. And then someone said to me that eels can actually travel across land to get to other water.
Do they have little legs?
I didn't think so.
Do they have them?
It's probably just me like moving across a beach.
Right, like just, yeah. Eels are unpleasant creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. I think we can let people.
No, they do. They
they have legs?
No. No, they don't.
But they do move across land.
I don't
That's
know.
Probably when the French catch them and eat them. Whereas
Chop
we
them
Aussies
up and
rescue
them. In
them.
A soup. Yeah.
What was your favourite thing from today's show? Today's show was so much fun.
I'm still freezing from it, if that's going to be a little tip of what's.
Tip of the iceberg.
Up for grabs,
of what's
a
to
tip
come.
Of the iceberg, quite literally. Well, I mean, I think it was just the fact that we stuck it to the producers, Scotty, and did what we wanted to do and
there is
broadcasted
a
from a pool of ice.
When we feel like we won, when really we lost there. So, yeah. 20th anniversary of the Titanic being released in December, the producers said we could only talk about it if we sat in an icy cold pool of water.
So, we did.
And we did it for a very long time.
And we now both have borderline frostbite. And I don't know, can you walk on four toes? Because that's where I think I'm heading. It was fun. It was so fun. It was good.
I also liked Excellent. Hearing about people's poxy Christmas trees.
Yes. I
that
mean,
makes
I
me
just
laugh.
Like to hear
that was the highlight. That was definitely the highlight of the show. It was hilarious.
Poxy Christmas trees. Yeah. We all know somebody who doesn't go to much effort.
This
Sarah?
Year, that somebody is us.
I know you guys listen back to this podcast after producer Benny puts it online.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to you guys listening to this podcast in 2 days from now. Listen to your voices and how, like, to the point you become when you're in the ice bath. Like, you go from being like, oh, let's have a chat, to being like,
yes, I was very breathy. I couldn't get, like, even my recorder performance wasn't up to scratch because when I was practicing in the adjacent studio, I was nailing every note. It was so melodic. And then when I got in the ice bath, I couldn't even remember the notes, Sarah.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of Jack and Rose on that door trying to talk to each other, I mean, I would have just, if that was you and I would have been like,
you just would have let go.
I would have said, get off my door.
And on that, let's have a listen to this week's show.
Enjoy the show.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party.
Smooth, gentlemen, mood. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Hey, guys.
I've just put my headphones
I've lost my computer, it seems, Sarah. I'm just going to say that.
Has it gone overboard?
There it is. Scotty has it. Hey, guys, this is a really big moment, okay? Do you know what this week signifies, Sarah?
Yes. Why do you ask me these questions?
Because I'm trying to make it rhetoric and interesting.
Oh, sorry.
For the love of God.
Okay. This week was the 20th anniversary of the release of the Titanic.
Now, this is really big to us, guys. It may not be to you, but if it's not, just come along for the ride with us. We're going to tell you why we love the Titanic so much, okay?
So it came out in 1997,
yes,
which was our last year of high school. Leonardo DiCaprio
oh
as Jack Kate Winslet as Rose, a love story like no other.
I mean, we were 17 when that movie came out, Sarah, and that really was our introduction to romance and love. I mean, yes, it was
apart
a tragic
from the man
story.
From Snowy River, yes, that was next for me.
But the music, the epic length of the movie, I mean, have you ever cried so much? 20 years since this movie came out this week, essentially.
And so when we were talking to our producers about it, you know how sometimes they think they know radio? And we're all like, guys, we know that people will love hearing us talk about the Titanic because we've been on radio for 10 months and
That's
we know
right.
what works. And they said, you guys need to be quiet about it unless you are prepared to sit in icy cold water dressed like Rose and Jack. Mm-hmm. Then you can talk about the Titanic.
So
and
guys,
we said,
we've taken the challenge. We're going to do it. We are now, Sarah is wearing a long flowy frock just the way Rose Jewett Bucketer wore in the movie. I am dressed as Jack Dawson. I look like a 10-year-old boy.
It's true. And there is a pool of icy cold water waiting for us on the balcony. And we can talk about the Titanic for as long as we want when sitting in the ice. As we're out of the ice, it's over.
Sarah, there's also a paramedic here because apparently this can be dangerous. I mean, I just want us...
Apparently, because like Jack...
Well,
knows that.
Jack Dawson didn't make it, did he? Yes. But the thing is, this is interesting, right? Because what was her name? Kate Winslet was the only one who didn't wear a wetsuit mm-hmm. in the filming of the movie. We're gonna be her. We're not wearing any protective wetsuit clothing. How hard can it be? Let's do it.
I mean, pretty hard because the paramedics out there to make sure we don't hit hypothermia. That's how competitive we are.
How cold is the water, producer Jace?
Look, it's about 8 degrees Celsius, they say.
And that was the temperature of the water during filming, right? We are taking this every detail is being respected, Sarah.
Yes.
We are the actors in the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
are you falling in love with me right now? Do I look like him?
Yeah. What about me? I've got my red wig on.
You look like Ronald McDonald, but you are quite fine. Let's do this, guys. Now, if you want to follow along, make sure you jump on Hit 105's Instagram stories. Yep. I think the producers are going to torture us further and broadcast it on the Instagrams.
Given it normally has to be 37 degrees for me to even dip a toe in tepid water, this is going to hurt.
We can do this together. Is there a door in the floating in the pool for
just a
added
little fairy
effect?
Door?
A fairy
to
door?
Hold on to.
Anything for us to recreate the scene? Let's do it,
Let's
guys.
Just get in. The sooner we get in, the sooner we can get out.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Test us.
Can we do it?
Can we do it? Can we fake it till we make it?
Those Two Girls.
Okay, Sarah, this is massive. For those of you who have just joined us, today marks the 20th anniversary of the release of the Titanic movie.
Now, Lise and I absolutely loved this movie, but the producers said to us, you can't talk about, like, it's boring for most people. The only way we're going to let you talk about it is if you actually sit in an icy cold pool like Jack and Rose. And they didn't think we'd do it.
So on the deck of the Hit 105 studios here in Brisbane, we have recreated a Titanic scene. We have a pool filled with ice, freezing cold water. I think it's down to 8 degrees. Mm-hmm. And that they were the conditions, Sarah.
Of filming.
Of filming for the Titanic, this time 20 years ago. Now, Sarah is dressed up as Rose. Mm-hmm. She has a magnificent red wig on. And I, of course, as always, take the boys' role. And I am Jack Dawson. I'm wearing braces and a stupid little cap.
Yes. So I guess...
Let's do this. Okay, we're getting in.
We're not going to inch our way in. We're just going in like Jack and Rose would have done.
We also have Darren, the paramedic, here because apparently this is dangerous. But I reckon we've so got this, Sarah. We are Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Okay, straight in. Just don't splash me, okay?
Okay, I won't splash you.
And it's in and just toughen up, okay?
One,
go.
One, two, three.
Oh, okay. You know what? This is okay. Just straight in, Sarah. We're not... Oh, my bottom. This is... Okay, how many minutes? I'm cold already.
Oh, my God. There are parts of my body that are cryotherapy.
Put your legs in, Sarah.
You haven't even got yours in there actually going numb. Okay, let's just give facts about the movie. Do you know, instead of Leonardo DiCaprio, the movie executives also wanted... Oh, God. Tom Cruise... Tom Cruise for the role of Jack Dawson, and also Matthew McConaughey. But James Cameron wanted Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Imagine Tom Cruise. He just would have been doing Mission Impossible across the deck the entire time.
I'm feeling Leo. I'm feeling his part. God, it was cold. Is this how cold they were?
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Sarah. Relax. Okay, what else do we know? What else do we
for
love
Kate
about
Winslet,
Titanic?
They wanted... for Rose, they wanted Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
And Madonna.
That would have been a bad choice. Ah, it's cold. How many ice cubes?
Can you do something? You've got a recorder. I know that that Titanic won the Oscar for the best song. It was My Heart Will Go On.
It won 18 million copies. I mean, this song
is
my...
It didn't win it. It sold it. It's your brain. It's starting to slow
down.
Oh, my
God. Is it Darren the paramedic? Is my brain shutting down? That's just me on the regular.
Now it's actually starting to feel hot on my body.
That's good. What if we do a little wee? Would that warm us up, Darren? No? Yes, partially. I could bring it on. Okay, a little bit of... I'm okay. I can do this. I think I'm athlete level.
Just do it. Keep me awake. Okay, I'll sketch you like one of my girls.
Okay, ready?
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is Lise Carlaw doing My Heart Will Go on the recorder while sitting in an ice pool.
Here's the chorus.
To commemorate... the 20th anniversary of the release of the Titanic.
Oh, hold on. My brain.
I don't even know what that is. It's really cold. Okay, Scotty.
They are sitting in an ice bath, Lise and Sarah, those two girls,
I'm
are
so
trying
cold.
To commemorate 20 years since the release of Titanic.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls. Those Two Girls.
Guys, 131060, have you ever had a bad experience on the water?
Because we're having one right now.
We are living it right this minute. We are on the balcony of the Hit 105 studios here in Brisbane, and we are submerged in a waist-deep ice bath with paramedics standing by. This is all because we are so... wanting to prove our producers wrong.
We're stubborn.
Because we wanted to talk about Titanic being released 20 years ago this week, Sarah. We love that movie.
And they said, we'll only let you if you actually do it dressed as Jack and Rose in a pool filled with ice.
And if Sarah's voice sounds a little odd, it's because she is a little short of breath and she's not handling it. But guys, 131060, have you had a bad experience on the water? Like anything really, like have you been bitten by a crab? We'll take that. And we need you now, Brisbane, because our brains are shutting down. Please just call us.
We need you to keep us stay awake. Like, I remember when I was little, I think that's where my fear of open water comes from. It's my dad, largely. He was going to get his crab pots and we were in a tinny. This is like in Bundy somewhere. And as he was picking a crab pot out, he pretended there was a crocodile at the side of the boat. And he was thrashing around just like bang, bang, bang. I was under the hull of the tinny.
Oh, my God. Dads are the best.
Oh, God. One time I did a donut, you know, ski donut, ski
yes,
biscuit.
Yes,
for the first time and just got flung off within 10 seconds and got so badly winded.
I mean, lots of bad experiences on the water. I mean, whether
what
they
you?
Be. Dane took me on a jet ski once. This is when early in our courtship, Sarah. And
who says courtship? Jack
I
and
do.
Rose
Jack Dawson.
Courtship.
I
That's
am Jack
who?
Dawson right now. Anyway, and he wanted me, basically, the ploy was he wanted me to throw my arms around his waist. And I was like, that's so naff. I'm not doing that.
Heart to go on?
Anyway, he threw me off the jet ski and I did go flying. It was not a great experience. Do we have callers? Because we need people to help us stay awake here.
It's amazing, actually. When you're submerged in ice after a certain point, the numbness kind of kicks in.
And it feels warm.
It does.
Does it feel warm to you?
It's stinging. I think my toes are starting to get...
Hey, Michael's called through. He's got a bad experience with water, Michael.
Michael, thank you. Distract us, please. What's your story?
Distract you, I will. Okay, so I was down the Gold Coast. We went deep sea fishing at night time.
Yes.
And it was probably in winter time, and we decided to go for a quick swim. Don't know why, but we just decided to. And the tide actually pulled us away from the boat. And we ended up trying to swing back for about 45 minutes trying to get back to the boat. And then we ended up losing the boat and we got picked up by another fishing boat that eventually took us back to our boat that took an hour.
And you were swimming that whole time?
Yeah, it was about 10:45 or almost midnight.
There's sharks there, right? Gold Coast?
There's a lot of things.
Did you see anything in the water, Michael?
It's too dark.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't see, like, the heart of the ocean, Hope Diamond, just floating down.
Did you watch the Titanic, Michael? Are you on board with us? Pun intended.
Oh, yeah. We didn't sound that committed.
I love the Titanic. It's one of the only movies I actually really, really enjoy.
Okay, you brilliant.
Michael's story reminds me of one that my husband had. He was a mad fisherman when he was younger, and they were up in North Queensland, went fishing, caught the boat out to a sandbar, got off.
Yes.
At middle of the night again. Ugh. Heard a mad thrashing in the water. It was a crocodile.
You That's and your crocodile stories.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. If you've had a bad experience of water, we're taking your calls next.
How long have we been in?
I actually can't even
Not
feel
long
it
enough. Oh, those two Scott. Girls live from an ice bath.
Sarah, your frock looks phenomenal.
Yes, I've gone with a white frock. I've got a red wig on. If you can just imagine Ronald McDonald with a ponytail. That's what I look like. And Lisa's gone with a little baker's cap, braces. I mean, she's gone the whole Jack.
I have gone Jack Dawson 2.0.
We have been in the ice. We've been on ice. Some people pay a lot of money for this.
How long
now? We've
been
on there for 15 minutes.
I mean, that's from 16 minutes, guys.
Can
I just say?
And I can say, if I was Rose, I would have let Jack go well before now.
I can't believe that. I mean, did Jack give her that blue heart stone thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't know. My brain's starting to go funny.
Shannon's in Hillcrest, guys.
Shannon,
help us.
When I was about 5 or 6 years old, my dad was really into water skiing and, you know, I'd always done the biscuits and the knee boards and stuff. And they said, all right, we're going to go water skiing today. We've got kids skis here for you. You ready? And I was like, yeah, it sounds great. But we're at the Brisbane River. And I was probably like 5 or 6, so I was quite small. And then a ferry went past and I said, stop. So they've stopped the boat and I've just kind of sunk down and like bobbed a bit and gone up and down in the waves and I've just kind of
in the Brisbane River. Which side of the Brisbane River? Are you talking like Toowong, St. Lucia way or further down Jindalee?
Did you get giardia or something afterwards?
I got lots of treats. It was horrible.
Oh my gosh. That is full on. Okay. Oh, Shannon.
Okay. Michaela from Mansfield. Good morning. What was your bad experience on the water?
Can it top ours?
Hi guys. Hello. So my family owns a boat. Well, we used to own a boat. And then we were staying at Coorong Cove. And then my dad and I went for a little drive in the water. And then it was getting dark, so we were on our way back. And basically he said for me to have a turn. And as I was driving, I just got ourselves bogged in this sandbank. And we were stuck there. We couldn't go anywhere. And it was getting dark, so my dad said, okay, here's the paddle, start pedaling. So this is like a motorboat, like started pedaling. And then as we were pedaling, we couldn't go anywhere. And it was pitch black. Like we were stuck there. And we were sitting there for ages trying to figure out what to do. And then this other boat came and saved us. But it was a hilarious experience.
Was it hilarious though, Michaela? It sounds bloody terrible.
I can never paddle the right way in a boat either.
I can't paddle to save my life.
I just go around in circles.
Yeah, no, not good. Who else do we have, Sarah?
Judy from Australia.
Thanks, Judy.
Thanks for the...
for specifying your location.
Judy, what was your bad experience on the water?
Hello.
Hello. Tell us about your bad experience.
Sorry, it's quite a few years ago now, but we went 5 mile out to sea over the Southport Bar, and there was 4 of us on the boat, and the boat sank, and we spent 13 hours without a boat, and nobody actually knew to rescue us. It was only that it was very lucky that, a little tinny found my husband and I, and they put VSC Rescue out and all the helicopters up to find his mum and dad.
How terrifying.
Oh, good grief.
Now, Judy, just quickly, are you a Titanic fan? Are you glad that we're doing this? Or do you just think we're stupid?
I don't know if I should say, but I don't think I'd get in the ice bath. There you go. Yeah. at least you don't have any sharks circling you in the ice bath.
They should have thought of that. That would have been brilliant.
There's some toy ones in there. Hey, Ben from Kangaroo Point, talk us through. Yes. Bad experience on the water?
Yeah, that's Brisbane River. It's got another victim. So I was pretty much out wakeboarding with a friend on his boat, and it was very glary, so I didn't have any sunglasses, and he lent me a new pair of his. And when you wakeboard, when you sort of, fall off, there's a bit of whiplash through the rope. So the rope's come straight past my head and ripped his sunnies right off my face.
Oh,
And then about 2 hours later, his boss was on the back of the boat sending a message, and the same thing happened. So the Brisbane River got sunglasses and a phone that day.
Oh, God. But, I mean, who does this thing on these things, Sarah,
that's
on the Brisbane River?
I have never. My kids, if they want to be rowers, wrong. No, I'm not supporting that hobby.
I have seen bull sharks, like, fully, what do they, like, breach out of the water, Sarah?
Have you?
Yes, at Kangaroo Point. Exactly where
were
was it,
Ben? Dolphins?
There are no dolphins in the Brisbane River. They were bull sharks. Are we numb now? Is this bad for us? Can we get out? Or have we done it? How many minutes, guys?
20 minutes.
Is that like we have reached athlete level? The producers lose, we win. We've done it, Sarah.
Yep.
Titanic, our hearts will go on.
I think this calls for an extra serve of bacon at breakfast.
Yes.
More the shivering.
This is good for our muscles.
Can you play us out with the recorder again, please?
Where is it, guys? I can't even move.
Here
okay,
we go.
Come
my
on.
Heart
I mean,
will go
but
on.
Nobody's commented about my recorder
as
playing.
We get out of this ice bath. Can you play the good bit? She wasn't in the Western Suburbs choir for nothing.
Jindalee State School is coming back to me.
This is Those Two Girls at Hit 105.
This weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
Can someone turn her mic off? Because it's
I think you're hungry. I think you're hangry. You need some breakfast. I'm going to throw some dirt your way.
Those Two Girls.
Those Two Girls.
Lise and I have just been laughing about the Christmas tree substitutes that we are putting up in our households this year.
I mean, they're substandard, Sarah. That's what they are. They're not green. They're not.
I'm just tired. You know, we're going away for Christmas this year and having a couple of little weekend trips away in the middle. And last year I went full bore. Okay.
You really did.
I was on Pinterest and I found a tree that was decorated entirely with faux flowers.
So
it was like a floral extravaganza tree with fairy lights through it, six feet tall. It was
beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, because this is the weekend where Christmas trees are going up all over Brisbane.
Absolutely.
This is the weekend to do it. I saw recently somebody put up a Christmas tree, which really was just a little alpine tree air freshener, and they just stuck it on their wall with blue tack. I mean, that person is my spirit animal.
What are you doing?
Well, my mum, one year, we were only just maybe 12 or 13, and she was like, guys, the Christmas tree's out. This year, we are just threading tinsel through the security grill in the shape of a Christmas tree. It was the saddest Christmas of my life, Sarah. It was just like facing out to the patio. It wasn't even indoors. I was like, this is shocking, Mum, but now I am that mother.
Well, this year, I just bought it on a whim in Big Dub when I was there.
It?
It's a wooden Christmas tree, just like a pallet wood Christmas tree. It's got some festive writing on it like Noel and joy, and there are a few lights around it, but I'm just going to pick that up, put it in the box, and we'll take it camping with us.
Are you going to decorate it with the tears of your children? Because that sounds miserable. 13 10 60. Are we going to take calls on this?
Yeah, let's do it. Have you got a substandard Christmas tree?
Okay, Sally from Birkdale, talk us through your substandard Chrissy tree.
Morning, girls.
Hello.
I'm very impressed with your deep diving this morning.
Thanks, Al.
Our bottoms so are still feeling a little bit fresh.
Chilly.
I bet they are. a couple of years ago, I was a bit of a Christmas Grinch. We weren't going to be home Christmas Day, so I had it's a light. It's in the shape of a cone. It's got the little fairy lights twirl around on the inside that you can see through. I plugged that in and put the Christmas presents underneath it.
How big is it, Sal?
Sorry?
How big is it?
I'd say probably 3/4 of a metre, high.
That is a tick in my book, Sally. That's a good effort, but I like it. I'm going to take that idea.
I kind of love it. You just unplug it, put it away.
Put it away.
Like those people who wrap their trees in cling wrap, fully decorated for the next year, and then just whip it out, take the cling wrap off, dust it.
That's what I thought about doing this year, actually.
Do it, Sally. This is your 2017 Christmas challenge. Hey, Beck from Manly, good morning. What's your substandard Christmas tree?
Hello. One year when we were little, my dad got like an old wooden explosive box and filled it full of sweets.
That's it? That's all he did for you?
Yeah, that was it. I think maybe we decorated it. But the great thing is that I've just recently inherited the box, so I'm considering pulling that this year.
Wow. That sounds like it'll be a dynamite Christmas, Beck.
Sky from Springwood, talk us through your substandard Christmas tree this year.
Hi, girls. Mine's an old one. We had it up for about 10 years. Never took it down.
Yeah.
It was an old timber hat rack that we covered in tinsel and had a teddy bear on top, and it just stayed in the lounge room for a good 10 years.
Oh, my God. This is queen. Brilliant.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. We love that. Just a hat rack, Sarah. You can pick one of those up from Kmart or maybe a thrift store.
And then I'll put all my massive hats on it during the year. It's a win-win.
Excellent. It's multi-talent. It's minimalism.
And there's your inspo, folks. Don't go to Pinterest. Just listen
just
to Hit
listen
105.
Here. Yeah.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You don't listen to me.
I was offended. Still stuck in Gilgandra and pig carcasses.
Those Two Girls.
Parents, isn't it the time of year when kids are just ratty?
I'm just at my wit's end because mine are on holidays as of yesterday, and they're just like, I don't know where the behaviour's coming from. It's bad. It's bad.
Mine seem to be expecting something for nothing.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to buy an advent calendar in the shops now that it's, you know, hit December, where they're to open a little door with a chocolate or a treat in it every
and
day
for
until
what,
Christmas.
Sarah?
I don't know.
What did they get that for?
I don't know.
Mine aren't getting that because I'm not happy.
No, we're not happy. And in fact, we think that a lot of you will be in the same boat. And we saw a gap in the market for a very special kind of Christmas gift for the market.
Take a listen to this, guys.
Parents, if you're sick of those poxy cardboard advent calendars filled with reconstituted chocolate, all your Christmases have come at once with Lee's and Sarah's Vent Calendar. That's right, we've taken the ad out and put a minus in.
This is the perfect reality check for children who've done sweet FA all year long and expect a reward simply for breathing. It's okay, little one, because chocolates are out and chores are in.
That's right. Here's what you can expect behind those festive little doors.
December 2. Tidy the shoes and pick up the dog doo-doos.
December 9. Beg your pardon, time to weed the garden.
December 15. If you want to see Santa's sleigh, better clean the car, hey?
December 21. Lucky you. You've been chosen to peel out the prawn's poo.
December 24. Just one more. Gurney the house from roof to floor.
So this year, parents, give the gift of resilience.
It'll last far longer than overpriced Hatchimals and make them appreciate the magic of Christmas.
Next year. Get your vent calendar today. Because, let's be honest, this shit's all over Elf on the Shelf.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
The good stuff tastes real smooth, like a piece of candy.
Those Two Girls.
Folks, Lise and I are close with our parents, and we communicate all the time via text messages with our mums. But our dads are...
They're odd in their communication methods with text. They don't quite get it.
I get very few text messages from Dad. But when I do, they're so random.
Yes, that's what it is about Dad texts. They're kind of like... See, my dad gives me too much information. His texts, he doesn't get the fact that it has to be brief and to the point. Mm. Whereas your dad's pretty... he keeps it tight, right?
Well, keeps it so tight. So here's an example of one that he sent to...
What have we got this week?
My two sisters and I. Anyone want a printer?
That's it. Okay, so something's happened with his printer. Why is he offloading it to you? We don't know Do you want a... Who wants a printer? Did anyone want it?
No one did.
I actually need a printer. Could I possibly?
Well, apparently, like when I delved deeper into the essay that was his text message, he just got a new fancy printer that had, you know, Bluetooth connection or what have you. So he was trying to offload the old cabled one. But just...
I mean, so brief. You've got to respect that.
It's a man of few words.
Because this
when
is
he
my
talks,
dad's text, Sarah. So yours is so brief. How many words did your dad put down there?
Four.
Okay, this is my dad's. Now, keep in mind I had to translate it because Dad texts to me in French, which is a whole other kettle of fish. But this is following my dog was ill last week and Dad was caring for it. Okay, here's the text. Lise, your mother is trying to collect a urine sample from the dog. It's very complicated. So far, her forearms are copping it. But if you've ever had a bladder infection, you'll know how painful it must be for Minnie. Success is imminent. I'm like, I only needed about 20% of that dash. Like, you could have stopped at your mother's trying to collect a urine sample. That would have been enough for me. But I got success is imminent. And my father comparing my bladder infections to my dog's.
Yeah.
So
it's heartening. It's nice. So I've got another one from Dad.
I love your dad's.
Again, just out of the blue, no prior conversation about this topic whatsoever.
Okay.
Has not entered any family chat in 37 years that I've been
on this earth.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
Has Wills bought the boat yet for Christmas?
What boat?
Sorry, what? Like, what boat?
Are you in the market for a boat?
No, we're not. But we're going away all together as a family at Christmas. Camping. Semi-camping. And Dad's just got it in his head that we need to buy a tinny. And then he wrote back, the poor kids will look back on their childhood with sadness. And I was like... Like, bearing in mind, I 10 minutes ago told the story of how he convinced me there was a crocodile beside our tinny when we had one as kids.
Because that's what so he
really,
wants to do to your daughters.
So really, this is granddad wanting to traumatise his granddaughters. That's what that is.
Ah, texts from our dads. So
I actually
good.
Live for them. When
me
I see
too.
The message, dad, mobile, I'm like, yes!
This weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, that's terrible.
You, and by terrible, you mean incredibly, like... You know, terrible. Smart.
Those two girls.
Guys, 131060, I want to know how cringeworthy was your very first email address, okay? Because I was camping with friends over the weekend and somehow we started talking about what was the first email address you had, which for us was back in 1998.
Yeah,
I reckon,
it would have been first year uni when you actually needed an email address for things.
Yeah, and I mean, so this girlfriend of mine was like, oh my God, I still have it and I just hate myself for doing it because it's frangipanigold@hotmail.com, which back in the late 90s, frangipanis were so hot.
Oh gosh, like everyone had the stickers on their little festivas.
Hideous. So Frangipani Gold is now haunting my girlfriend because whenever she's out and has to give out her email address, she has to like mumble it under her breath.
Yeah,
right?
She's like a 36-year-old professional. That's F-R-A-N.
So what was yours, sir?
Well, I mean, I can't really contribute to this because, as expected, mine was just my name. So it was just very sensible. I still use it. I use it to give to shops when they sign me up to their stupid databases and I get their spam. But it's still in action.
I think mine was BrizzyLizzy@hotmail.com.
But
which
your name's not Lizzy.
I know, Sarah, but most people can't say Lees. So I was just like, Brizzy Lizzy, yes, this is
why
good.
Didn't you just be Breezy Leezy?
Because I wasn't that smart.
Remember when we started out... our little duo and we had a Hotmail address. I was like, leesandsarah@hotmail.com. Yes, let's get profesh. And I think it was Mia Friedman who was like, guys, are you still doing Hotmail? That's so cute. You need to change it.
That needs to stop right now. I had a friend whose hers was guinea pigs are cool.
No.
At Hotmail. She was an animal lover.
Scotty, you're looking a little bit coy.
I had Mad Dog 8989. At hotmail.com.
Oh, my God. If there's a person who's least like a mad dog,
I know.
It's you.
And Scotty, if you have to say, call yourself mad dog, it's like right there, you're not a mad dog.
Maybe
okay?
This is why they wouldn't give me mad dog at hit105.com when I started here.
Oh,
that's sad.
That could be it.
131060, Sarah, do you want to know other people's cringeworthy first email addresses?
Yes,
come on,
I do.
Guys. But I had another friend, Sarah, whose was her email address was Jules is cool. @hotmail.com. And the Zeds were just like, she thought they were really cool.
All right, so 131060, we want to hear what your first, maybe cringeworthy email address was. One of the blokes who works here, his was Mr_Sandman1234@hotmail.com. Because maybe Mr_Sandman was taken. That's so cute. Do you know what? My little 4-year-old sings herself Mr. Sandman in bed at night. And she'll be like, Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
I think it's just because they like saying bum 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 bum.
Oh, who doesn't? Maddie from Bribie Island, what was your first terrible email address?
So I was about 10 years old and my cousin actually made this one up. Yeah. It was cheekychickenchops@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's because you would have been a cute 10-year-old, right? Do you still use it, Maddie?
No, I forgot the password to it. I've had about like 5 emails since then.
That's a crying shame.
The password. I don't know if I believe you, Maddie. Hey, Anne from Ipswich, what was your first slightly cringy email address?
honeybunny53142@hotmail.com.
Whoa, that number sequence.
You really don't want anyone hacking that account, do you?
Do you still use it?
I do still use it, but yeah, it wouldn't let me do 123456. So yeah, I just had to change the order of the numbers around. But yeah, wow. I still use it every day.
So Anne, when you go to shops and stuff and they say, do you want to be on the mailing list, Anne? And what is your email address? You actually come out with honeybunny531426?
Yes.
Wow, I love you.
And the same with like all the Tupperware consultants I meet and Sensi and whatever else. So yeah, that email address is just like absolutely
it's for your spam.
Yes.
Olivia from Capera, what was your first email address?
Mine was omgtherainiswet.com.
Oh my God. OMG_therainiswet. I mean, were you unwell that day that you came up with that? Like, why? Why, Olivia?
You answer me. I don't know.
Gemma, would have been better if it was OMG, the rain is dry. Yeah.
Gemma from Drewvale, hit us with your most cringeworthy first email, Addie. No, or not.
Customer of mine.
There you are. Okay. Yes.
Hi. It was a customer of mine from work, and he wouldn't actually tell me what it was. He wanted to spell it to me. So I was like, okay, yeah, just spell it to me. And he said, POOINA sandwich@hotmail.com. And I said, excuse me? And he goes, POOINASandwich@hotmail.com.
Oh, that, I mean, why would you still keep using that?
I know, right?
It's the old chestnut of, I'm just going to spell it out to you.
And what I thought was funny at 16 isn't that funny at 36.
All right, Leon, round it out for us. Leon from Birkdale, what was your first email address? How bad was it?
I think it's pretty bad. I was in grade 8, so that's my only excuse. So
okay.
My first email address was littledude_sexy_01.
In grade 8, when you were 12, you had tickets.
Yeah, that's right, because the year was 2001, so I had a girlfriend of mine making the email address for me, and that's what we come up with.
And she thought that her little dude was sexy.
That you were a bit of all right, Leon.
I'm glad she thought that, so that's good.
Right, Sarah, if you had to redo your email address now, can you come up with something a little bit more
creative?
From back then,
I would have been something like permsalife@hotmail.com.
Perms are life, yes.
Mr. Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I think we're just sin binning ourselves. That was dismal.
Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm on. Yes, Brizzy, we want to hear about those little things that have annoyed you no end this week. Call us 13 1060 to tell us what has irritated you.
What's triggered you this week, Sarah?
Here we go. Take a breath. It's most nights. It's how quickly my husband falls asleep.
Mm.
Pretty much as soon as the telly's off, the lights are off. I mean, we're talking 3 seconds. And
triggered.
It is.
And I basically need to have a sacrifice to the gods, change positions 700 times to fall asleep. And he's just like a lump.
Straight out.
Just.
It's a.
Doing
it's
his,
a talent.
His special sleep song to the heavens.
That's good. Good for him. I saw.
Just a slight apnea.
I saw.
How annoying is apnea, actually?
Can I just talk for a second? There are two of us on this show.
Sorry.
Thank you, Scotty. I was hoping you'd pick up what I was putting down there. I saw a really obnoxiously luxe car the other day parked to the side of the road, and its number plate was obnoxious also. It was embezzled.
Triggered.
I don't like those number plates,
no,
Sarah?
No, they're annoying.
They're so annoying.
And let me guess, was it spelled correctly?
Of course it wasn't.
No.
It was just a mishmash of M's and B's and Z's and L's.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune. If you can't buy a vowel,
don't try.
Do it. Okay?
I didn't appreciate it.
No. I'm with you, sister.
Nothing overly heavy, Sarah, but I do have one.
Yeah.
School holidays.
Triggered.
We're only one day in, but one day of 7 weeks. Yes. But I'm already feeling fragile.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I've got one. Christmas shopping, parking.
Triggered.
You know when you get, like, you're heading back to your car and someone is stalking you the entire way, and I feel like saying, you know what, I will sit here until I die. Just do a lap, come back, let me put my shopping in, and I'll give you the park then.
You can really rub people the wrong way, can't you? Janice from McDowell, I hope I've pronounced your lovely name correctly. Probably not.
You have. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell us what's triggered you.
Look, I am mum to a 5-week-old baby, and I feel a bit triggered at night time when I'm sitting there breastfeeding at 2 a.m. while my husband snores in the bed next to me.
I mean, they're useless, aren't they? It's hard. We know we've been there. You've got a 5-week-old. Congratulations to you. But they are useless, the men, for a while.
Yes, useless with their man nipples.
That's right. I mean, your words, not mine, Janice. But yes, that they are useless with their men nipples. Correctly. Nikki from Nunda, what's triggered you?
So when hubby gets sick, you know, you just batten down the hatches. Doesn't matter if it's man flu. Hi, honey. You know, they get sick. You just keep going.
Yeah,
now, and you know, mums, we try not to fall apart too often, and I fell apart this week. I got strep throat.
You don't sound well.
I got asked every night, are you better yet?
Triggered.
That's because I reckon they have like a 3-day tolerance threshold of like, the world is ending.
Yes.
I need her back
100%.
On track.
100%.
Hey, Katrina from Ray Park, what's triggered you?
What's triggered me is you got the date wrong of the Titanic.
No, Katrina, we didn't. We know it is December 17th was when it was released in Australia. And earlier, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Sarah and I, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Titanic's release in cinemas, we decided to get into an ice bath and dress up as Jack and Rose. And we survived 20 minutes, didn't we?
We did. We couldn't do it on the 17th, Katrina, because we're not on air then.
Yes, we had to fudge the dates a bit, Katrina. Do you forgive us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are on air again next week.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Last show.
I think it's,
but that's the 9th.
That would have been closer to the 17th of December.
Well, I just think it's probably important that you do it again. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yes, on that note, one more show left of Weekend Brekkie with those two girls. That's next Saturday.
Oh, I don't know whether I should laugh or cry. Laugh. Okay, I'll laugh. I'll laugh. I'll laugh. Okay, what are you off to now, Sarah?
Oh, you know, the usual kids' school holiday stuff.
Yes.
Packing, laundry, rah,
yes.
rah, rah.
Great.
You?
I'm going camping again.
Of course you are. Hey, guys, tune in next week for our last show. It'll be a good one. You know, with us, we make nothing rain. Every caller doesn't win a prize. That's just with Stab Abby and Matt.
What was that mumbo jumbo? Are we still on air? Have they taken us off air?
A global megastar is coming to Australia next year. We're going to announce at 6 a.m. with Stav, Abby and Matt, and then every caller is going to get a double.
Yeah.
Is that where we were going with that?
I think so.
He's death staring us. We've done something. You've done something wrong.
Have a great week, guys.
Well, that was a podcast of those two girls.